The at the end of the parsha, after Yaakov steals the Bechor away from Esav, or before that event occurs, so him and his mother have a conversation about how's it going to work out. And Yaakov says, "Vayomer Yaakov l'Rivka imo," he says to his mother, "Hein Esav achi ish sa'ar v'anochi ish chalak. My brother is very hairy. I'm very smooth. Ulai yimusheni avi. Perhaps my father will touch me and feel. V'hayisi beinav." I'll see that I'm a liar and that I'm coming to steal the Bechor when it's not mine. Maybe my father Yitzchak will curse me instead of blessing me. And his mother said to him, as any good mother would say to her son, the curse will go on me. I'll take the curse for you, my son. Rather, go listen to my voice. Go and take what is right to you and don't worry about it. And the Bereishis Rabba here points out and tries to discuss what exactly is this expression that she's going to take the klala, going to take the curse upon herself. Is that even something that's possible? So the Bereishis Rabba says, "Vatomer lo imo alaik lasicha bani, Rabbi Abba bar Kahana Omar, Adam shachata, a person who sins, lo imo niskala." Would it not be also the case that the mother takes the curse as well? Shnei Amar, as it says, "Arura hadama bavureich." Adam Arishon was cursed from Hashem, and the ground was cursed. Why? Because the ground was the mother of Adam Arishon. The ground, so to speak, gave birth to Adam. And therefore, we see that when the son is cursed, it goes part and parcel with the mother as well. Afatalai klasicha b'nei. And she's simply saying, no, if you get cursed, I'm going to be together with you. Don't worry, we are kind of, together in this effort, and I'll be with you no matter what happens. And the second explanation is brought by the Chizkuni and the Bali Atosis. They say that it's the derech of people to criticize the parents when the children do something wrong, right? So what's going to happen is Yitzchak's going to get cursed, and it's also going to go to Rivka, see how the child acts, do you see how the child behaved, and this curse is going to be visited upon his mother as well. A third explanation of this curse is brought by Rabbi Yitzchak in the Medrash, who says, "Alai li kanes lomar l'avicha Yaakov tzadik ve'esav rasha." Rivka says, if that happens, I'm going to walk into the room and I'm going to tell your father, you're making a terrible mistake. Yitzchak is really the tzaddik, Yaakov is really the tzaddik over here, and Esav is the Rasha, and this whole time you've been confused and conflicted, it didn't know the truth, and I'm going to straighten everything out, it's going to go on me. Don't worry about it, says his mother. The Targum Onkelos says that Rivka means that she can see through Nevuah, that it's not going to happen, he's going to be okay, nothing to worry about. And the Hadar Zakenim says, in a very fascinating way, Alai kalalecha im einat ta'oseh mitzvasi. Rivka says to her son, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to be the one who's going to curse you. Either it's not going to be good either way. Either your father's going to curse you because you're going to get caught, or if you don't listen to me and get this over with and do what you're supposed to do, the curse is going to come from me. So either way, you're going to have to go through it. See the Rashman, the Ibn Ezra, they have different explanations as well as to what's going on in this curse. However, many, many Mefarshim, including the Targum Yonasan and the Sforno, say that this, what's going on right now is actually Rivka taking upon herself the klal of the curse. It may be that a curse is going to rest on you, Yaakov, but if that happens, I will lift that curse off of you and will come onto me, and any negativity that would come from the statements of your father for attempting to steal the firstborn right will come to me, and you don't have to worry about it whatsoever. And the Sforno then continues and brings a fascinating proof to defend this assertion that one is able to take a curse that goes on somebody else and bring it to themselves instead. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches. At the end of Shlomo's life, so David, his father, has a conversation with him, and he tells him that, I want to remind you about a story. When Yoav, the general, went and killed Avner, David was very upset that his general went and acted out of line and did the wrong thing. Before David dies, he commanded his son Shlomo to avenge the blood of Avner and Amasa, who was another person who sinned terribly. At this time, there was already a curse on Yoav for killing Avner. So Shlomo prepares everything, the execution. He brings in Yoav, and he's about to execute Yoav. And the Gemara says that Yoav urged Shlomo that since Yoav himself was already cursed, he shouldn't be killed. And Shlomo insisted, and if Shlomo insists upon slaying Yoav, even though he's already cursed, it's not fair. I have two bad things. I'm cursed and you're going to kill me? At least if you're going to kill me, you should take upon yourself the curse. Remove the curse from me, Yoav. You take it to yourself, Shlomo, and at least it'll be a little bit fair. I'm not cursed and I'm going to be killed. So Shlomo agrees to Yoav's suggestion. And Shlomo takes upon himself and all of Malchus Beis David this curse. And the Gemara says that Yoav was executed, and indeed the curses that David gave to Yoav were transferred over to the line of Shlomo Melech, and Shlomo Melech's children received all of the curses that Yoav was supposed to get from David. And therefore, says the Sforno, we see from this as well that it's possible to take negative curses, negativity that were meant for somebody else, and transfer them over to another person. This leads us to the discussion of the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says that if you say something in the name of a deceased parent, you should say, my father, my teacher, I should be an atonement for him. Hareini kaparis mishkavo. And this is the halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Simon Reish Mem, that during Yud Beis Chodesh, the child is supposed to say, Hareini kaparis mishkavo, that I should be a kapara for my father, my parent who has passed away. And this raises the discussion. When a child says, Hareini kaparis mishkavo, is that true? Are they actually saying that I should have the kapara, I should have the yisurim, the difficulties that my parent is undergoing or they're supposed to undergo, and it should befall me? And is that even possible? Because we see from the case of Rivka and Yaakov, it is seemingly possible to transfer some negativity that some person is supposed to get and move it over to another individual instead. So Rashi in Sukkah, where this Gemara is also cited in Daf Chaf, says that this is just a lashon of kavod. When a child says Hareini kaparis mishkavo, that I should be an atonement from the parent, doesn't actually mean that I'm asking that yisurim and difficulty should come to me. What it means is I love my parent very much, and I hope things are going well in the Olam Emes, but I don't really expect anything to happen. It's just a sign of my love. However, the Turei Zav in Shulchan Aruch, there on the spot, cites Rashi in Kedushin, where Rashi says, "Alai yavo kora haroi laval nafsho." Anything negative that's supposed to happen to the neshama of my parent in Gehenna, I want to happen to me here in this world. Meaning the son asks to suffer instead of the parents in a very real way. Two different understandings here from two different Rashis. So how do we come out halacha lemaisa? When the child says, Hareini kaparis mishkavo, does he actually insist and mean that they should have inflictions and terrible things come upon them? So there's a tshuva of Rabbi Bezalel Stern, the Bezalel HaChachma, who was the dayan in Australia after the war, the brother of Moshe Stern, the Deborah Sina Rav. So he writes in the Bezalel HaChachma in Chelek Vav, in Simen Chaf, the following point. He says that the child is actually asking for the punishments in this world should be instead be on him instead of the parents. And he brings a proof from Yaakov and Rivka. Rivka said, I'm going to take the klal that's supposed to go to you, and I'm going to put it on me instead without any questions asked. And then Rav Bezalel Stern cites Rav Moshe Feinstein. We don't have this in the writing as Rav Moshe, but he has such a communication that he heard or communicated with Rav Moshe Feinstein, who argues that this is simply a lashon of kavod. When the child says, Hareini kaparis mishkavo, it's simply being nice that I'm thinking about my parents during the Yud Beis Chodesh. And it's a way to recognize the parents after death. But it's not an actual request for yisurim and difficulties to come upon you. And Rav Moshe cites a Mishnah Negayim in Perek Beis. The Mishnah Negayim says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Beis Yisrael, ani kaparasa. The house of Israel, I am your kapara, I am your tshuva, I'm going to stand in place of you when you have difficulties in your life. And the Rambam says, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't actually mean that he wants all of Klal Yisrael's difficulties, that's a little much. What he's saying is, I love the Jewish people so much, I would be ready to do such a thing. I'm ready to stand up for the Jewish people, says the Rambam. From my ahava, my love of my fellow Jews, not because I actually want all of their tzaras and difficulties in my own life. And this is the opinion as well of the Machane Chaim, the Rav from Hungary in Choshen Mishpat, Nechelek Beis and Simen Chaf. And the Bezalel HaChachma argues on both of them. He is not going to have it. And he says, it's Yadua Umekubal. It's known and accepted that a person can take a klala, a curse away from a person, and bring it upon themselves. And in addition, he says, why would Chazal instruct us to be echad bapeh, v'echad balev, to be liars? If I don't actually mean Hareini kaparis mishkavo, that I should be a kapar for the parents, then why would I say it? Say something that you mean. Don't make up nice expressions that don't have any depth or truth to them. And therefore, the Bezalel HaChachma or Bezalel Stern stands on his principles, and he says without question that it actually means when a child says Hareini kaparis mishkavo, that they want the yisurim, the difficulties that are coming to the parents' neshama in the Olam HaEmes. The Tosas Riyah Zaka in there in the Gemara says that Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo only applies for Divrei Torah. You only say it when you're quoting a parent and the Divrei Torah the parent said. However, Rabbeinu Yerucham writes in the Nesiv in Chelek Aleph that it applies to anything you say in the name of the parent. So we have here a Machlokas Rishonim. And that Machlokas Rishonim is very important because we find that the minhag is that most people don't say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo when they are in Yud Beis Chodesh. Most people are not careful about this. Why not? So the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach, writes in Siman Ayin Aleph, and he says that he bemoans the fact that in his generation people would only write these titles in referring to their parents, but they wouldn't use them in real conversation. And Rav Moshe Halberstam writes in the Divrei Moshe in Siman Samach Zayin, the reason is because we paskin like the Riyah Zakin. The Riyah Zakin said it's only by Divrei Torah, and therefore we don't find it so common because people are not so careful when it comes to this area outside of Divrei Torah. But perhaps people should be more careful about this in other areas. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman writes in the Ayelas HaShachar, in the end of Sefer Bracious, and he says, Shamati, I heard, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik lo haya kosei b'chasimo, so he would never sign his letters that he is Rav Chaim ben Hagon Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik. He would never write at the end of the letter that he was Rav Chaim, the son of the Beis HaLevi. He only signed it Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Why did Rav Chaim never write his name, the son of his father? He said because in the first year after his father passed away, he did not want to write Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo after writing his name, because Rav Chaim felt that if he wrote it, he would be asking for klala, for curses, to come upon himself, and he didn't want that. And then since he didn't do it in the first year, because he didn't want the curses, the klala that comes from saying that I should be an atonement for my father, therefore he just never did the rest of his life, and he never got in the habit of writing Hagon, he wouldn't write Hagon, but he never got in the habit of writing Chaim Soloveitchik ben Hagon of Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, because he felt literally there was some form of transference to the klala, to the individual itself. Rav Asher Weiss writes about this in the Minchas Asher regarding honoring parents after they are dead. And he quotes a Maharshal in the Yamshal Shlomo in Kedushin in Perek Aleph, where the Maharshal says that he heard about a case where the father told the son, I don't want you to say Kaddish for your mother. I'm instructing you not to do it. So the Maharshal was asked, is this something that the child has to listen to from the father? So the Maharshal says, no, you're not allowed to listen to the father because saying Kaddish is something that is important for the neshama of the parent, as we know from the story of Rabbi Akiva, who found the young boy. The father wasn't getting into Gan Eden, he wasn't going to Gehenna, and he needed the boy to say Kaddish for the father, the main source that we have for the story of Kaddish, which is not for right now. And he says that if the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that you have to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo for the atonement of the neshama of the parent, then certainly you have to say Kaddish. It is just as much as of a chiyuv to say Kaddish as it is to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, which appears in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you have to say it just as much. And it'd be no different than the father saying, you know, I don't want you to follow any other mitzvah derabanan. And therefore, certainly the son doesn't have to listen to the father. And then the Maharshal says the father's also violating Vahatarecha Kamocha because he's not showing proper love for his spouse. And therefore, he says, you don't have to listen to such a case if the father says, I don't want you to say Kaddish for the mother. So comes Rav Asher Weiss and he says, this is a tremendous Chiddush that he's saying, that he's comparing saying Kaddish to the same thing as saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. He says he doesn't think they're necessarily the same thing. And then he also says, we see from the Maharshal what? That saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo actually brings kapara, real kapara, for the neshama, just like saying Kaddish. They're equal in what they accomplish. And therefore, Rav Asher Weiss says that it must be the Maharshal thinks that the actual klala, the actual curses that are supposed to go to the parent, are transferred over to the child. And he thinks this is a very interesting assumption on behalf of the Maharshal. And then he concludes, he says, Ach l'chora milsa de b'shita. It's very obvious to me. De'ein haben chayev lekabel atzma onshe aviv. There is no responsibility for the child to take upon himself the punishments that are due to the neshama of the father. De'im chayev amrul bekivud av mishal av. A beautiful chiddush, he says. We know the halach is if the child has to take care of the parents, it comes out of the parents' bank account, not the child. So says Rav Asher, kol shekein, if when it comes to taking care of the parent, I have to take it out of his bank account to take care of him, so I want to do something for my father, but it means that I have to suffer with his sins in this world when I do something because I want him to do have a kapar in the Olam Emes? No, no such thing. It's all Mishel Av. It's not Mishel Ben. It's on the father's account that he has to take care of himself, not on my account. I'll do whatever I can. I'll say Kaddish. I'll do mitzvahs. I'll give tzedakah. But I should say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, that literally I should be punished. I should be yisurim because of the actions of my father, says Rav Asher Weiss. It cannot be the case. And then he concludes, V'rayizu gedola lai ad shelechor ein zetshuva. This is a proof that has no answer. And Rav Asher concludes that there is no reality in saying literally that when a child says Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, it literally transfers the Averos. And we would have to say that the story of Rivka and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the transferring of the Klala is either al-Darach HaGaritza or there's another explanation, but not necessarily Halacha L'maisa.